From NPR and WBUR, I'm Jeremy Hobson.
I'm Indira Lakshmanan. It's Here and Now.
It is our duty to fight for freedom!
It is our duty to fight for freedom!
Protests over racial tensions on college campuses continue to erupt across the country, the latest at Claremont McKenna College in California.
And Claremont's Dean of Students, Mary Spellman, resigned yesterday, bowing to pressure from students who say she wrote an insensitive email to a Latina student who had complained about her experiences on campus. Spellman told the student she was working to serve students who, quote, don't fit the CMC mold, the Claremont McKenna College mold. Jacob Margolis is with KPCC. He's covering this story. And Jacob, was it that phrase, the Claremont mold, that eventually led Dean Spellman to step down?
That's my understanding. However, she wrote in a letter basically that she feels that since the student body had been divided over her statements, that it was time for her to step down. That was in a letter she released yesterday. But there hasn't been much follow-up since then.
And yet the protests continue there at Claremont McKenna and at the sister schools. You've been speaking with students there. Here's Ashley Land, who's a student at Pomona, sister college of Claremont McKenna.
I have classes on that campus, and I don't feel safe as a Black person there.
Are the students satisfied with the dean's resignation, or do they want more?
I talked to tons of students, and no one I spoke with was satisfied when I was out at the protests yesterday. A group of students of color released a list of demands or requests as to what the school could do to make them feel more included about 6 months ago. And they're saying that the school has not responded to those demands in a proper way. And since then, there have been kind of a series of instances, including the email from Mary Spellman, that have led them to remain unhappy and feel like the school is not addressing their needs at the end of the day.
But do you think that we would be at this point at Claremont McKenna if it weren't for the disputes over race that have been going on at the University of Missouri and Yale?
I asked the president of the school about that, and he says he welcomes the controversy and the discussion. Do I think we would be here without the others? I think that's national news, probably because of the other things that are happening at the other schools. But these students are impassioned, have been impassioned for a long time now, and I think that they would have moved forward with these protests anyway.
That's Jacob Margolis, a reporter with KPCC in Pasadena, California, talking about what's been going on at Claremont McKenna College, where the dean of students resigned. Jacob, thank you.
Thank you.